Welcome to Evo Table Talk with Ali and
Mecca.
On today's topic, we are going to discuss
how
we feel about family members or family friends pairing us up with potentials.
Significant others.
Yeah, with, you know, with potentials for marriage.
Right. Okay. So let's get into it. Okay. So, with this topic, let's start across the board.
Okay.
It makes total sense for family members, family, friends, elders, uncles to suggest who you could potentially marry, right? For a couple reasons. And as Igbo folks, as Igbo people, we know that Ndebayin, Ana Meya, Nihina, Omakaha. They want you to go somewhere that's going to be good.
That's true.
They want you to go to a family that doesn't have a history of, you know, situations, whether it be physically, whether it be through bad reputation, right? So technically, it's a lookout for your own well-being.
Okay, so how to get a family when
Dema.
Okay. I get you.
Okay.
You know, I get what you're saying, but I feel as though, yes, but to a degree.
All right.
You know, because yes, there are families that suggest.
Okay.
But then, there are families that enforce.
Enforce. Well, this is not Nollywood. No one's really enforcing.
There's pressure.
They might put pressure on you, but
yeah, and it's
they're not going to really pull your hand and say, hey, you must marry this person. Like, a whole target.
Some do it. For example, it's right?
Those are rare cases.
No, it's not rare cases. We see it happen a lot. So, for example, my dad, you know, there's been, you know, multiple people that came to him and said, oh, is
they're required.
They inquired, like, oh, is your daughter available?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And my dad has told me instances of, like, oh, this person asked about you, or this person brought you up.
Sure, sure.
You know? But he always leaves it to me to make that decision, like, you know, if I'm interested
or not. Is your dad asking you that because that family has a good name, like what we were saying here? Or is it because he just wants you to be aware of every single person asking you?
No, it's just that I like his approach. Where, like, because some people, those families do have a good names, you know, and he's friends with some of those people.
Right.
But then there are people, there are families where it's not like a suggestion, like, oh, you know, this person's son, you know, what do you think about this person's son or this person's daughter? It's more like, we like this person's son, or we like this person, you know, we like this person's son, we like this person's daughter, we like that family. That's who we want.
Right, right. So I think in those situations, that's just or uncle, auntie, korogisi. Look, all point blank period. This is what we want. But but my son, my daughter, you know how they would talk. You don't have to, but this is what we would say. Right? Because they know that the average Igbo American, Nigerian American, Ghana American, we're not just going to go with the wind and God be hachokainga. Move forward. So how am I saying Uzo Haga?
I get that, but we know that the response, I've seen it in my time so it's not a thing where it's like, oh, it's an extreme case. And you know
Sure, sure. But at the same time, I'm on the side that there are a few cases where it's enforced. But Gilenga, also to the Africans in the diaspora, first generation or second, however it may be, it's not pressed upon with force, like coming to America situation, like, oh, Hakim, you must marry the guy. No, it's really not like that. It's a sense where when you, if you don't go with the woman or family member that we like, we might act petty towards you, but
but in a way, it's not a form of pressure.
It's a better pressure than like the coming to America. Like, okay, don't marry, I'm taking your royal oaths. Like,
but Christmas. Yeah, but we're not talking about coming to America because that's not even real.
No. But we're talking, it matters because the measurement of the personality of.
I feel like coming to America. No, you're taking it to the extreme because you're talking about like every day.
It's definitely not extreme.
Okay, so you experienced a prince who was forced
to marry. No, it's an example. It's an example.
But it's not a real example. That's what I'm saying. As in, like, that's a movie with a prince. We're talking about the average person.
Okay, so let's leave that example. Let's go back to average person, right? The average person, the average African, Igbo, whoever, in the diaspora, normally is getting suggested, and I think it makes total sense because...
Yeah, but either again, I feel like...
It's safety.
Yeah,
you don't have to go with the idea. I mean,
yeah, but how about the ones that bring the person? There are people that tell you. That's the thing.
That's when you gotta be careful.
If we're talking about parent,
I've seen that happen.
Yeah, it's not just suggestion. It's not just suggestion. Yeah. Suggestion is different. But there's parent where it's like, okay, like we have this person.
In my mm-hmm. You know, then Nenana say, okay, look, you know, any me itowele or wam itowele or adam, you know, leonium choka gilo. I talk maybe ka unu matu unu ka kampo Nenana ha ka habia online. You know, just the casual dinner. Nime ya habia, oh, okay, when keep us okay. Ne kam leoni ikuamaka. Because more for them in the youth time, oh my, offer me my naji and mami here mea.
Mm-hmm.
And then I okay way or just oh come no daddy why but all my funny minds okay we know what I'm learning because yeah I'm asking in na maya ni hina hacho kaya dreke maichi ebe gati shigi ebe you know in the galo so all my father I've seen situations where
it worked out
it didn't necessarily work out but the introduction went well like okay I'm matla monyo I'm matla person A matla person B but I might say ahu meanya. And yeah, I like them. I'm asking also other.
Yeah,
I've seen that, and I think that's the best situation sometimes.
Yeah,
outside of the eventual, like you know, getting together and like you know, actually marrying, but it doesn't end in like.
It doesn't usually because I feel like you know because our parents, you know, they tend to think that yes, they know better than us sometimes, or you know, because they're married, they feel like okay, we know what.
Oh, it's not just the parents, the uncles and aunts.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the uncle that does more.
In a marriage, but I feel like, you know, with their parent, like you mentioned, there's a thing where it's like, okay, like, where's the assurance that you're going to be attracted to that person?
Right.
Where's the assurance that, you know,
you got one chemistry.
Yeah, it's the same as attraction.
Chemistry.
And I think a lot of times, too, even one thing I've come to notice, too, is that we tend to act different around the aunties.
It's like Nollywood, bro.
You know?
I hear you.
I thought it's that.
I try
to be wherever.
Oh,
but you know, yeah, like,
yeah.
You know, like.
Everyone, yeah.
They do the, like, you know, yes.
Who you are.
Yeah, you know, yes, auntie, oh, yes. Cool, you know? And it's like, and they think, oh my God, what a lovely woman. But they don't really know who they are.
That's
all they're seeing is like the facade, the person is showing
them. Yeah. It's real.
So it's like, do they really know who's best for you then? I feel like sometimes like we even know those people more than they think they know them.
Move for
them. And a lot of times, their parent is based on the parents. We know the
only
parents.
Yeah, that's true. That's
you
true.
You know, like, but it's never a thing where it's like, okay, we know this person. It's more like, we know their parents.
So
but a lot of times, like, what's the, like, who says that?
But today, in my name, your point is very valid. But this is where the rubber hits the road because Akokobu, Ninana, ma Ejinulo, Ndike, neighboring down the street. Ninana, ma Ninana, Nyeke.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's the way it has to go because most times they don't even know the child. They'll just know the family because the family raised the child.
But that's what I'm saying. But okay. Like at the end of the day,
yeah.
You know, I feel like that's even more reason
to not have the introductions or to not suggest.
Yes, I mean that's even more reason for, you know, for them to not, you know, because they know the parents but they don't know the child. Knowing the parent doesn't mean that the parents will be like the child.
It's true.
Like,
no.
For example, there's six of us, right?
Mm.
Raised by the same...
Six siblings.
Yeah, my siblings, there's six of us. Raised by the same
Y'all are like a whole village. Right? Like, in America?
The same parents. Nah, right? But we're also different. Like, we not are all very different people. I feel like we're like a private, they should do like, if they're trying to like do research. Like, we are a prime example of that.
Hey, chill out. Wow.
You can be raised in the same household.
So my question, are your siblings listening to this podcast? Are you going to see this program? Because they may feel some kind of
way. What would they ask? I'm saying we're different. Different doesn't mean bad.
You said they should do a whole study, like, as if.
As the whole study as in, like, how, like, people can be raised by the same parents.
But different outcomes.
In the same household.
Right.
But end up with different outcomes. So to me, that's just kind of shows like, you know, like it's not always. Even you and your siblings, you guys are all different.
Yeah, I need
you. You know, you guys are different too. There's only three of you.
Yeah, I need you. I need you.
So it's like a thing where you cannot always say, you know, because I have a good rapport with the parents. I know the parents.
Mm.
Then that means, like, because at the end of the day, like, when like, at the end of the day, like, you know, you're not marrying their parents, you're marrying the child.
No, it's facts. Oh, so, oh, so but, you know.
You're not taking the parents home with you, you're taking the child.
Imagine all risk. It has everything has a risk.
That's
so
true.
I think
there is some benefits.
This is the safest risk, and I think to me it's the smartest risk to take because
why is it safe?
Because it chaka wanki noni me community.
But it's even worse because if it doesn't work out, if they get married, it doesn't work out.
Well, hold on. When I say community, I don't mean within a certain radius. I mean community as in okay, ibunibu.
I think it
makes sense.
Yeah, it helps a little bit like when the parents have that rapport, so if they don't have to build on it. It makes the transition a little easier.
Absolutely.
You know, and yes, it helps build that community. You're right.
Because it's chaka guy Mars, give my guy to the moon, and it's like, where did I go wrong? It doesn't mean that Mars and the moon can't meet together, but again,
yeah.
parents, okay, that was a wild example, but again, parents in Africa,
mm-hmm.
It's totally logical.
Yeah.
But Nimeya, that Africans of today, the breed of African Americans, well, when we say African Americans, I mean like the first generation of Africans, Hawaiian, Ndibo, Ndi, or Serdone, whatever group, yeah. Right? We're acting.
Yeah.
Like you said, I've been in the Nana, and I'm in Utuzo. You know what? Otso my dinner church, maybe a boat or dinner. Friday night, or even a Wednesday evening. You know? So. That's where the reality and then the perception kwesina amatonga. But igai ta nena nai or onku nanti ni chori nyaka. It's okay, look, one leonyemma guy baha. Because I'm in them many times. Like I'm talking to them about the chorok. I'm guy uzos otu ozo.
Yeah.
Igai mata a person, right? Mm-hmm. But you know, yeah.
Yeah. So to you, I see.
I think it makes sense.
It makes sense.
It comes with a risk.
So, for Gilmai, would you do that to your child?
I would suggest.
You suggest someone. And what would that suggestion be based off of?
It would be based on, see, this is where I'm different because I got my mind said that.
I mean, we're not there yet. So, we don't know whether it would be different.
Growing up in the diaspora, I understand that I can't coin the same situation. Dika, Indian, Nenanam Shime, or uncles and aunts.
Right.
I got my mind, the parents. Right, fortunately, and then also I would have an idea of the child growing up. Like I would have an idea of even if I don't know the person growing up, I would have an idea of who I would be able to assess them.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I would just say, "Mom, guide that place," and you know, throw them to the lions. Then no, I would get an idea because I ain't got my own kid. That there's a different generation, and it's a different generation to generation that's gonna come. Right,
yeah,
and it's not the same, but the recommendation. Practice questionade and questionad Jiuma Abraham and Kega Nime Angana Rota se wine or one obelina mu Nganga Jig Ebok Siga. I ain't questioning a man, Ejibo investigation. I will investigation though of family, huh? But investigation of the actual youth that you want your child to to get to know. It's about the person. It's not really about ejinola. Ejinola dumpa. Imate bo hashi nempa. Imate ma how ndo joma ndo ma ma how ndina melbo whatever all dumpa. Or how ndima koko whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But assessing the individual is the new key. Is the name of the game
it's
now?
It's the new key.
It's the key.
Yeah, because that's really where it matters.
It matters because of all the nimai. This is where we are.
It matters. You know, bringing this, I feel like one thing I like about the Bible is that there's no instance where one marriage was like the other one, like the process.
Yeah.
You know, I know, like with Abraham, even when he sent a servant to go to, what is this? To Sarah. Is it Abraham? No, Isaac.
Isaac sent a servant to go to.
To go to Rebecca's.
Uh-huh. Rebecca.
To get a wife for him because he knows that was a good place. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Prime example.
But I mean, he didn't stick out like a there wasn't a particular person. He just says like, okay, like I want you to go here because they're good people.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
You know. But when things like that backfire,
right,
is literally Adam and Eve.
Yeah, but
you know, like, no, hold on. Adam and Eve, like, you know, when God came to Adam, Adam said, the woman you gave me, you know?
Yeah,
a lot of times, like, we don't want to thin. That's why, to me,
the blame game.
Yeah, to me, I'm all for, you know, like, I'll definitely will assess the person.
Right.
But you don't want to think where your child then comes back and says, well, you gave this person
I'm sure.
Put, you know, like, this wasn't my doing, you know? And I feel honestly, wholeheartedly, I feel like sometimes, like, when we do the choosing, we tend to fight for that relationship more.
Absolutely.
You know?
Because we
made that decision,
equally.
But I feel like, you know, when it's a thing, especially with the time we're in, we're in such a different time.
Yeah.
We're like, it's so much harder.
It's
like, you have to have a kind of reason every day to, like, make that, you know, believe in that relationship.
You said it. That's a good
thing.
That's
like,
a good right
there. Yeah, it's a thing where, like, okay, someone paired you up. It's like, okay, well, I didn't even choose this person, you know?
So
someone told me to marry this person. Someone brought this person to me.
On that point, I've seen that happen a few times. Ebe, madaluru wain, habia no dina wain, meke. And ilenya, hanaho habuhu dina wain bo, nihina, maybe a photo him menene. Habia no aris, le, indinana, o le, indi gwana ha, ga uzoka, ha, ga se bo, o wunu gwana ga eba ha.
Yeah.
You see? But nimeya, oh, I bet accountability there because my wife say giga wetanya to mama haga delegate ma or go sequence got head. You're not supposed to go head deep. You're not supposed to go, you know, don't dive, don't go 8 feet deep. Got 4 feet, laying down within with the idea. Giga 4 feet, give for that. Yeah, they get my gagila at 5 feet and hand. Then you make the, you know, because by that time, in igala. I also have for, gina, mado, na, kuku, na, mato, unu. Igala, afa, abo. So, afa, abo, ikwesi, ma. All these things. Maybe I thought I'm not question myself, okay, Leon Trillo. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
At least all him check. But Nime, yeah, I want cases do time. Every mother said, look, all my men. So all the little shoe. So come, got him, got you. I've seen it. But in that regard, it's responsibility because Hagwan Sigi Galo has a Gatsu Gale. You know, if it's good for you, it's good for me. Like, so I think I don't feel that any Igbo youth or Yoruba youth or African in the diaspora should feel some kind of way if they're in a situation that they don't come, that they feel like, okay, you put me there. No one forced you to marry for the most part. They just said, hey, look at the place I think you should go.
Sometimes, if it's forced
and it goes wrong.
Sometimes a lot of pressure.
The pressure making out there, but pressure not there. Oh, okay, mommy got sick. Learn that's the transparency. Even kid got lied to the baby, say, look, nananam, umunem, ebun chakamga, a chemsoka gam, garam mife, nihina, kena, kena, ke. Giku wants a hammer, silky.
Some of them, though.
Well, you have to deal with it. Like, they have to just know, okay, this is one, abiala, alachla, I'm in his observation, right? So to speak. And I'll go out and hear che. I think that's when you can be transparent before you go 8 feet deep. You just go 3 feet and say, this is not going to work.
Yeah.
So that's, it's, the game has changed, but I still think the premise is, it is very wise and it's good for our African parents to still suggest, and it's good for mm-hmm. us to still suggest the next generation, because that in my getting a man's suggestion, getting a koroman to let me when he got helps.
That's true.
It helps a lot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, good tea though.
All right.
Good one.
All right.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of Igbo Table Talks.
Follow us on Instagram at Igbo Table Talks to see more fun Igbo learning content.
There we have short videos and games such as Name It in Igbo.
We would love to know what you thought about this discussion.
What you liked or didn't like.
Thanks for tuning in.